And we join together in our congregational prayer. God, who sets the captives free, we are gathered to meet with you this morning. Open our hearts to the many ways you will speak to us. As you did with the prophets, you call us out of our everyday lives to share your message of love and grace. Challenge us today to look within ourselves so that we may be your disciples. Amen. Father God, we come to you this morning, each of us coming out of our ordinary lives, to this time set apart. Lord, make us aware of your presence. Be with us during this time of worship. Help to prepare our hearts. Help us to be equipped for the mission that you gave us to go out into the world and make disciples. Lord, what an important assignment we have been given. We know that you will be with us. Let us trust in the ways that you will equip us. Lord, we pray for the leadership of our country. It seems as though so much is against us, and yet in the quiet times, we feel your presence. We see all of the wonderful blessings around us, the beauty of nature, the way that our neighbors step up to help us when a tree falls on our car. Lord, help us to be there for each other, for all of our neighbors, not just the ones that we know. And Lord, we ask your healing blessing upon those in our congregation who need physical healing. My brother Bruce, Marge Wilson, Phyllis Murphy, Sarah Beth Freeman, my buddy Ann Harper, Lorraine Massey, the dear Evelyn West, who will soon celebrate 100 years, Deborah Freeman, Carmen Huckabee, and Alan Gerdahl. We pray your comfort among those who are isolated, and traveling mercies upon all of those who are on the roads and in the air this weekend, and bring us safely together again so that we may worship as a family. And now, with the confidence of children of God, we pray the prayer that you taught your disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.